We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Houston's known as Clutch City, but you could call it Trade City, John Lopez. If you just look at the players around town that were traded for, and I'm not talking about draft day trades. You can make a case the Texans traded for Deshaun Watson, but players that were directly traded for and acquired, some of the most impactful names around town were traded for. But there's one team missing when we list these guys. And I just have a list of the most significant trades that have been made around town and guys who were acquired via trade. Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole with the Houston Astros.
Huge.
I mean, you don't win, win a World Series without them.
You do not. Roberto Osuna, he's converted all 16 of his save attempts since the Astros traded for him.
Didn't win a World Series, but, I mean, you got lockdown. You got lockdown at the end.
Yeah, in the end and also in the eighth. Ryan Pressly, a guy who Mike Meltzer's confessed his love for, traded for him under the radar last year. Significant trade. You look at the Houston Rockets. You look at them as they try to bring a title to H-Town. Mm-hmm. James Harden traded for arguably one of the best trade in the history of this city, and Chris Paul.
Probably is, right?
I mean, it's going to be hard to argue that once all said and done, especially when you consider what you gave up in Chris Paul. I bring this up because we talk about the Texans, we talk about the draft, we talk about free agency, but I wonder if there's a trade to be made that could impact the Houston Texans and take them to the next level. Is there a trade out there that Brian Gain could make? Before we talk about the potential trades that could be made, let's just go to last season in the NFL. And the trades that were made that impacted the landscape of the league. Because there were a lot. There was a time when trades in football didn't happen very often, but there were a lot of trades last year that helped teams take their game to the next level. The Chicago Bears, they acquired Khalil Mack from the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas. They gave up a couple draft picks for that, but it took their defense to the next level.
Right.
Cowboys transformed their offense by trading for Amari Cooper midseason. And at the time, their offense was very stagnant. But Amari Cooper, when he was a Dallas Cowboy, performed at an all-pro level. Jared Goff, he got a new weapon last year in Brandon Cooks, the receiver from the New England Patriots. They traded a first-rounder for him. The Patriots, we talk about Trent Brown as the one that got away this offseason, left tackle Trent Brown. The Patriots traded for him late in the season, late in the offseason. They gave up some mid-round draft picks to the 49ers, and they got a left tackle that helped them win a Super Bowl and got $66 million from the Raiders. The Giants, they traded Eli Apple to the Saints, who needed cornerback help, for a fourth-round pick. And sticking to the cornerback theme, the Rams, who had already acquired Aqib Talib, they made a trade for Marcus Peters, who was at one time a Pro Bowl cornerback. I wonder if there's a trade that Brian Gain can make that could have this much of an impact for the Houston Texans. And there are two names that come to mind as guys that they could potentially get.
One of them we have the same, probably.
Go ahead and say it.
Duke Johnson?
Duke Johnson is on – he's not on my list, but that's one that you can definitely make. He would add an element to this offense, and he wants to be traded, and he's going to be traded by the Browns.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That's a good one right there. Duke Johnson would add a lot to this backfield with Deontay Foreman and Lamar Miller. Jason Peters of the Philadelphia Eagles, 37-year-old left tackle. Now, he wouldn't be your tackle of the future. He probably doesn't have a lot of time left, but the Eagles have won a Super Bowl without Jason Peters. He's on the back end of things. Jason Peters is a guy that I think, assuming that they pick up his $10 million option, this would be a good stopgap for the Houston Texans. I know they already have Matt Khalil, but Jason Peters, 9-time Pro Bowler, is a better player than Matt Khalil. And the other one, I don't even know if he's available, but I think you should make a phone call. And Sean brought this up earlier in the year to the Cardinals about Patrick Peterson. He asked for a trade as early as last year. They're rebuilding there. They got a new coach. This is a trade of all the possible trades. This is a trade that would take you to the next level. And you would have arguably one of the best cornerbacks in the league there, and it would fix a significant, significant need.
I like both of those. I like both of those a lot. Look, I don't know what you're going to get, if anything, out of Matt Khalil. It's truly just a roll of the dice. Let's see what happens with him because he's been injured. He's missed games. He's been unproductive after his first few years in the league. you still need – there's still an availability here for a tackle. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And if you're going to say on the one hand we're developing these guys, and I know at some point you have to develop. You can't wait 5 years for a guy to develop. But if you, but they still consider Chantrell Henderson and some of the Julian Davenport as guys that are developing, right?
And Rankin.
And Rankin. So why not bring a guy that can help them along the line there, you know, to develop?
Yeah, like a stopgap that you can actually rely on, not a Matt Khalil who can steal your money. I just want to see Brian Gain make a trade that impacts, or at least be open to it, because the most impactful moves in the NFL last year, granted the Colts had a very good draft, but trades were really what brought teams to the next level. The Rams don't do what they did without Brandon Cooks, especially when Cooper Kupp went down. Their defense isn't as good without Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib, although Peters struggled at times. The Saints, they improved their secondary by taking on a guy who was considered a bust in Eli Apple. Mm-hmm. These are the moves that you can make, and it's also something, dare I say it, that I don't think anybody's talking about.
Well, nobody's talking about Guy.
I mean, even the Bears, I mean, they didn't get where they wanted to get altogether. But
I mean, they took it to the next level. they took it to the next level. And I don't think they regret making that Khalil Mack trade.
No, because they're Raiders, considered a favorite this year.
It worked out for both, but yeah. I don't think they regret making that move. But of all the moves that we've discussed, I think you hit the nail on the head. The most realistic one, and I think probably the most likely, is Duke Johnson. I think Duke Johnson, who would have been second in receptions on the Texans last year,
yeah.
Duke Johnson is what Bill O'Brien hoped Tyler Irvin would be.
100%, and good out of the backfield as well. There's room for them. I was looking at the salary cap, the most recent up to date salary cap.
Powder is dry, J Lo.
They're still number two in the league in salary cap availability.
Yeah, the powder's very dry. Mm-hmm. Brian Gain does a very good job of doing that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's go to the lines because we always like to hear from loopholes. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, I've got three moves. I think all three of them are low risk but high maybe gain. And, they could all be high incentives. Like, if they might not even make the team, but if they do, I think it would work. One is a trade with Minnesota for Trey Waynes, the cornerback used to play at Michigan State.
I like where your head's at.
And Don Zimmer is, a high discipline coach, so this guy's, probably pretty well schooled. I think I'm in from Detroit, so why not bring Glover Quinn back? Locker room influence, he either makes a team in training camp or he doesn't. And then I have a friend of mine who's friends with Donald Penn, and Donald Penn is literally sitting at home hoping to get a shot with anybody just to get back in the league and play two more years. So give him a high incentive deal, let him come in just for depth at the line, and if we bring in a rookie, he can teach him and coach him, and if he doesn't make it, get rid of him.
Hey, Brian,
that's
man.
That's my take. And
Brian, that's a damn good phone call, man. We appreciate you very much. Thank you very much for that.
And you can have Glover Quinn just for a price. He's on the street.
Yeah, and it would be nice. I know he wouldn't be what he was when you let him walk, but I'm with him. A lot of times when people call in with hypotheticals, it's like, well, they should trade Will Fuller and Lamar Miller for Zeke Elliott and Tyron Smith. That was a damn good call right there, Brian. Thank you very much. The low-risk moves, it seems like what Brian Gain's about as well, so it seems realistic. Trey Waynes out of Minnesota, he would be arguably the best cornerback on this roster. Now, I like the upside of Roby, but we really don't know if Roby's going to be able to put it together. He is on the prove-it deal.
I think that's a less likely
one.
He's
making plays, bro.
You do.
That's right. He makes plays, bro.
And chiefing. Wait, what?
He makes plays, bro.
I said wait and chiefing, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't think he's a blunt. I don't think he's a bong guy.
You think he's a what?
Blunts, man.
Just blunts?
Papers.
Papers. I bet he's papers.
You think he can drive and roll at the same time?
Yes.
Have you ever seen someone do that?
I've seen some amazing
dude,
things.
I got some friends. Nah, I mean, I know some people that know some people that when they drive, man, they can have one hand on the wheel and just be twisting that bleezy. I think Think Tank Dank can do that.
Oh, I'm sure he 100%.
Can. 100%. I think sure Dank can do it with his toes. But going back to the topic at hand, as I digress on a Friday, Glover Quinn is who you were talking about. Glover Quinn, you can just bring him in and he can be
him
a mentor.
Right now. They may well have tried, to bring him in, get a little tryout, see what he looks like, and then just sign him for whatever.
I mean,
it's going to be a decent amount of money because he's a veteran. but it's not going to be, you know, millions.
I mean, locker room guys, if Tyrann Mathieu was that valuable to you in the locker room, bringing in a guy like Glover Quinn, who's been around the league, James Ahedibo actually played with him. We're going to talk to James Ahedibo in about 30 minutes. We're actually going to talk to him about Justin Reed. I mean, this is a guy that could come in here and he can be a mentor. He might not be as good as the Honey Badger is right now. And as a matter of fact, he's not. He's a little bit older. But Glover Quinn's a guy. And the Donald Penn thing, I know for a fact Donald Penn was pissed off when they signed Matt Khalil. I know that for a fact because he looked at it as they chose Matt Khalil right. over me.
Right.
Donald Penn wants to be somewhere, and he's going to get into a camp. And we got to remember that although free agency, the electric part of free agency is gone, players get signed later in the season. Players get cut. Players get released. A lot of guys who aren't valuable to other teams become valuable to your team. And I fully expect that when players get released and when free agency goes deeper, Brian Gain is going to be extremely aggressive on that market.
I think that's where teams really make hay. And that's where general managers show just how good they are. It's, you know, everybody knows, like, when the big free agents are on the market, to go get them. Just like the draft. Everybody knows the top 10 players in the draft. It's pretty much a consensus. Maybe 20 players in the draft. But you win your championships with fourth and fifth rounders, just like you win with the, you know, the late May free agent signings. You know, that's where you really make your money.
100%. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. James Ahedibo joining the show in 30 minutes. We've been confessing our love all day. Let's get some more loophole love confession. Let's go to the guy who takes the best pictures in town.
Oh!
Photo Eddie. Photo Eddie, confess your love.
What's the deal, fellas?
What's up?
All right. Let's go old school and talk about getting buckets. I got a tall, skinny cat to talk about getting buckets. He can take you to the post of hitting game-winning three. What else can I say? He's got a lot of jewelry. Big shot Rob, or better yet, Robert Dory. Six rings on his finger. That's the end of my story.
Oh, boy.
Love me some Big Shot Rob.
That was strong.
Big Shot Rob.
Like five teams could do the same thing, but that's neither here nor there.
Did you think he looked like Will Smith?
100%.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Oh, my God.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
100%.
He looked a lot like Will Smith.
I saw him at an A&M game this past season. His son's a tight end for A&M.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't get much playing time because of Sternberger or whatever?
Yeah, because of Sternberger. But I think they're going to try to move him to defensive end.
Sternberger visited with the Texans, by the way.
Yeah. I forget. Cameron, I think his name. Cameron Ori. They had him at tight end. I think they moved him to
Does he look like his dad?
Dude. And he's a hoss. They might move him to the defensive line. I got to look that up.
I got to see this.
Yeah.
I did not know Robert Ory's son was an Aggie.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day from UOG.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Rockets getting too cocky? Have they really earned our trust? We're going to discuss next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.